Joining me now is Wayne Slater, Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is the honeymoon over?
Well, it was kind of a rough honeymoon, wasn't it? It was a welcome to Washington, D.C., Governor Bush.
Didn't last long.
No, it didn't. But really, I mean, if you look at what happened yesterday, it did not have anything to do with her position on labor rights. It did not have anything to do with whether or not she had paid or not paid taxes for an illegal immigrant in her home. This had everything to do with something else, whether or not Linda Chavez had been completely forthright with the Bush folks. And the Bush folks felt she had not been. And when it was clear that her story got muddier and muddier, it was very, very clear inside the Bush camp, certainly within the final hours there, that she had to go.
The Bush campaign is denying any role in Chavez's withdrawal. Was this just her decision?
Yeah, that's what you would expect. Certainly they want to give some respect to this, Ms. Chavez, and certainly they don't want to make it look like they've pushed her out in any overt way. But that's the Bush way. As I said the other day, this is what he's done before. When he ran into problems in Texas as governor with some appointees, he never came out personally and said, I made a phone call, they have to go. What always happened was that second-tier operatives called those appointees, made it clear that they had to go, and they quit on their own, of their own volition. This is his style. He's an extraordinarily competitive guy. He wants to win. If you run 3 miles with him, or try to, you find that out. But he's not a confrontational person, and he's the kind of person who, in the past, and certainly we saw it here, when the problems happen, he would like to resolve them this way.
Well, isn't that how most organizations do it?
It is. I mean, and the other thing we saw was to try to resolve this thing quickly and efficiently. I remember the night that we were traveling with Governor Bush, President-elect Bush now, and the DWI episode emerged. The governor himself said at that time, we were in Michigan, and the governor told his press secretary, Karen Hughes, I don't want to go out there and talk about this. I don't want to do it. He was doing a rally. And she said, you're going out and you're going to talk about it now. We're going to deal with this in the same news cycle. It struck me as kind of odd that after all these years and experience, he still didn't understand that you solve these matters. You deal with them directly in the same news cycle. The Bush people certainly understood that in this case and understood the importance that this Linda Chavez matter had to resolve itself quickly and efficiently.
Yeah, inauguration is less than 2 weeks away. Does he have time to carefully vet another nominee, or does he go out and get someone who will breeze through the process?
Well, that's a good question. Certainly his instinct will be to get somebody who will breeze through the process. At the same time, he's not the kind of guy who's going to back off on his basic principles. The other thing, of course, is what effect this might have on other nominees. I mean, the hearings are upcoming soon on John Ashcroft. The John Ashcroft nomination will not have a problem, at least in the Bush camp, because if the fight is about ideology, if the fight is about principle, if the fight is that kind of thing, they like it. The Bush people will be happy. If the fight is something kind of icky, like this question of forthrightness or honesty, then they don't like it. And Ashcroft has every indication of being something very different.
Not icky.
Not icky at all. And again, you know, another thing about the Ashcroft nomination as we approach this thing is that privately the Bush people are delighted with the attacks on John Ashcroft. So long as those attacks are aimed at policy, so long as those attacks reinforce among the Republican base, the folks that Ralph Reed kept in line during the campaign, the idea that George Bush is one of us. He's appointed one of our guys to a position of some note and authority in the administration. It really reinforces his position. So privately, the Bush people are not all that upset with the attacks on Ashcroft, so long as they stay on matters of abortion and on matters of political philosophy.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wayne Slater is Austin Bureau Chief of the Dallas Morning News.